Tupistaf Pei Aleph, and we are on Pei Amabez by the Gemara, about to start Ibai Lahu. Says the Gemara, we were just talking about in the Mishnah about different statuses and powers that the Shomeris Yavam has regarding the Nechse Malug. Remember, the beginning of the Gemara spoke about what powers an Arusa has regarding Nechse Malug and what powers the husband has for veto. The previous Mishnah had when the husband puts expenses into the property, so when is he able to say and claim for his expenses? When do we say, no, what you did, and whatever's left is what you're supposed to get. And yesterday's Mishnah we had, Shomeris Yavam Shanaflula. What happens if she gets property when she is a Shomeris Yavam? What rights do the Yavam has? And it gets a little tricky in this case, as we noted, because the Ksuba is on the Nichse Baila Harishon. As the Mishnah says in Mezechas Yavamis, the Yavam steps into the shoes of the previous husband, and he is the Baal, except for Ksuba is al Nichse Baila Harishon. So that makes it a little tricky in terms of the power that she has. But the Mishnah did say that all of his brothers, Nechasim, are Mishubadim to the Ksuba. That's what the end of the Mishnah said, that he is not allowed to say, take your Ksuba and the rest of the brother's stuff is going to be mine, even though he does Yarshin the brother, but up until the time he pays the Ksuba, he is not allowed to do that. Okay, so let's talk now about other issues regarding the relationship between the Shomeris Yavam and the Yavam. So Ibai Luhu, says the Gemara, Shomeris Yavam Shemesa, Mi Kovra. If a Shomeris Yavam dies, who is the one that has a chiyuv to bury her? I mean, there's one of two choices. Yarshe Habaal Kavrila. Do we say the Yarshe Habaal have to bury her? Meaning the Yarshim of the Yavam. The Kayarsi Ksuba. The Yarshim of her husband. Her husband is Yarshin by the Yavam. So do we say that the Yavam has to take care? Even though Arusa, an Arus might not have to take care of an Arusa, as we'll see, but a Yavam has to take care of the Yavama. Why do call Yarsi Ksuba? Because he Yarshins the Ksuba. Odilma Yarshe Ha'av Kavrila. Or no, her relatives have to take care of the burial. To call Yarsi Nechasim HaNechasim HaYosinima. Because they Yarshin her Nechasim Malug, as the Mishnah said on yesterday's daf. So who takes care? Again, hopefully everybody is willing and ready to do the burial. We just want to know halachically, who is responsible conceptually for the chiv of kfura? Who is she connected to in this way? Is it the yarshim, the yavam, or is it the yarshe ha'av, her parents? Ask the Tosvos, v'im tomar, and tiber maskul yarshe, v'im tomar, l'pirish ha-kuntris, de'ein l'yarshe ha-ba'al, el-amana u'masayim v'lo nedunya, according to what we'll see. That when we say the yarshe ha-ba'al, the yavam, what does he get from the ksuba? He gets the mana matayim. That's what he yarshes until he pays her. But he doesn't get the nedunya, he doesn't get what she had brought into the marriage. But one second, didn't we learn earlier, back in the fourth parak, k'furasa tachas nedunya sa? The chiyuv kfura that the husband has is related to and parallel to the nedunya that she brings into the marriage. We mentioned all the responsibilities that he has are parallel to zchuyos that he gets. So here, because the yavam does not get the nedunya, so why should he have to do the kfura? Why should he have to pay for the kfura? So Tosfos has a fascinating line. Tosfos says, "Yesh lomar." What happened in this case? The husband predeceased his wife, the first husband. He died. So really, she should get the ksuba now. Right? What does it say in the ksuba? By death or divorce, she gets the ksuba. And all of a sudden now, because there's yibum, she doesn't get her ksuba. But what does that mean? Does that mean really she doesn't get her ksuba? And now it's, as the Gemara is going to have an important line on our daf, she doesn't get. It's as if her husband's still alive. There's a yavam here who's a stand-in. Well, what do we say? No. And Tosfos here says, it's as if no. It's as if she gets her ksuba and is makne it back to the yavam. V'yesh lomar, the shomeris yavam, ha'yser re'uya litol ksas manu umasayim. Re'uya litol ksas manu umasayim. Kidemaskinan, the yavam ka'acher dami. As the Gemara is going to say, a yavam is really considered a new person. Really, physically, he's a new person. V'havi ki'ilu hichnisa lo nedunya sh'ayse ksubasa al nechse baila v'osu ashibri machneses lo. It's as if she gets it and then gives it to him. Or everything in the ksuba. So it's as if she's giving him an adunya. And that's why the Gemara has the possibility of the kvura. Vaharehi keilu natzla vehechziralo velo dam yilashara rusa dolo machneses lemidi. It's not like a regular case of Erison where she didn't give him anything yet. She didn't give him the nedunya yet, and that's why there's no chiyuv kvura. But here it's as if Tosfos says that she gets it and then she gives it back to him. That's conceptually what happens, because really she deserves it right now. She doesn't take it physically, but halachically, as if she gets it and then gives it to him, and therefore it is as if she's getting it. She's giving him an adunya, and that's how the Gemara could have the possibility of the Yarshi Habau being responsible for the kfura. So that's the question of the Gemara. Amar of Amra. So Gemara says Tashma. Let's try to answer. Titania Shemeris Yavam Shemesa Yarsheha Yarshik Subasa Chayav Mikfurasa. So we have Beferish. Beferish, the Brisa says that the Yarshik Subasa, as Rashi says before, the Yarsheha Yarshik Subasa, the Yarshe Habal, the Yavam, has a Chiyav to do the Chiyav Kvura. Amra Baya Fanana Mitanina. We also learned it in a Mishnah later on, which we've quoted already in this Pesachta. Amana Nizonis Minechse Yasomim Umasi Adeha Shalohen. An Amana is fed, gets Mizonos from the property of the Yasomim. Because of that, as a parallel to that, her Maisi Adayim, if she still has earnings, goes to them, right? The Mizonos is the Takas Maisi Adayim. But the last line is, but they're not chayev to bury her. Who's chayev to bury her? Yarsheha, Yarshik Subasa, chayev in Bikfurasa. Her Yarshim. 1 minute. We're talking about her children. Right, aren't we? Usually, the brothers that are supporting her, her sons, are the Yarshim. So what does the Mishnah mean? That they're not chayev to bury her, only the Yarsheha are chayev to bury her. Must be talking about two sets of Yarshim in the Mishnah. When do you ever have a case of two sets of Yarshim? Ve'ezeo almana sheishla shnei Yarshim, havi omer zu shemeres Yavam. So the Mishnah implicitly must be talking about a case of shemeres Yavam. And what does the Mishnah say? Yarsheha, Yarshik Subasa, those who Yashin Uksuba are chayavim bikvurasa. Right, and that is the Yavam's Yarshim, or the Yavam himself. That's an allusion to this halacha. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava. Velema, but why can't the Yavam say as follows? Ach ani yoresh, ishto ein ani kover. I'm yarshining my brother. Right, what is the chiv of kfur, as we just said? That's connected to something that he gets from her. But why can't he say, I'm not getting anything, I'm getting straight from my brother. I'm yarshining my brother, that's the halacha. The Yavam would say, I yarsh my brother, including the ksuba. I'm not getting it from her. So why can't he taina? Ach, ani yoresh, ishto, ein, ani kover. Rashi says, in this case, ach, ani yoresh, ksuba zu, fourth line on Rashi, shani yoresh, ein kan minedunya savia klum. Right, arguing on that tzad, how we just explained, Tosef explains the Gemara, I'm not getting from her, elo masayim v'tosefesh, akas of la achi. My brother wrote it to pay her in certain cases, and now I'm filling in those shoes. So we're saying, your Sheikh Subasa are Chayav Mikfurasa, but I'm not your Sheikh Subasa. I'm just fitting it to my brother. If you look in Tosfos and the Ritva, they have another formulation. Tosfos says right here, in the middle of Tosfos Velema, Velema achani yoresh klomar zuchuso shel achiani yoresh kemosha haya osehu im haya kayam aval chovaso lo irash. Maybe the emphasis of this line of the Gemara is that I'm only getting the zuchuyos of my brother. Who says I'm taking the chiyuvim of my brother? The zuchuyos, the yerusha, and all the good things. But I'm going to get the chiyuvim of my brother at this stage. Maybe after I do yibum, then I'll have some chiyuvim. But at this stage, at the automatic zakuka stage, so who says? So the Gemara says, so that's what Rava says. Amar le Abaya, no. Abaya said, Mishud Deban, Allah Mishdeit Stadim. We come to him with a Mimanavshach. We come to him from literally two sides. Im Achiv Yoresh, if he's yarshening his brother, if he's stepping into his brother's shoes, so then what would the brother have to do if she had predeceased him? Yikbar as Ishto. Right, if you're really your brother, you're going exactly what yarshening your brother, you're stepping into his shoes, so then bury his wife. Because he's bury your wife, you're stepping into his shoes, right? Because he would have to do that even if she didn't bring anything into the marriage. Right, as Rashi says. Afilo lochniso lo klum, right? She would have to, he would have to bury her. Im eino kover es ishto, yitek subasa. And if you are not stepping into his shoes, if you're not burying his wife, if you're a new person, so then yitek subasa, then she is magiela, deserves getting a ksuba, because her husband predeceased her. So that's what Abaye says back. So Gemara says, Amrele, hachi ka'amina. Rava said, no, this is what I meant to ask, this is what the Yorish could say, to try to get out of the chiyuv of Kvura. Ach ani Yorish, es ishto ein ani kover. Okay, I'm yarshiting my brother, but I'm not burying the wife. Why? Ve'imishum ksuba. And if you want to say, isn't she entitled to get a ksuba? Lo nitna ksuba ligvos mechayim. No, a ksuba is not nitan to be collected when the husband is still alive. And I'm still here. What the Yorish is saying is that, what do you mean ksuba and kfura? Her husband is still alive. I am that man. And therefore, there's no chiv. So it's not really my wife. He's trying to have his cake and eat it too. It's not really my wife, but I'm a stand-in for my brother. So therefore, the ksuba is not collectible yet. As Rashi says here, when is the ksuba collectible? Likvos mechayim calls mancha bal chai va'ani b'makom bal omeid shayisi mitzape lakonsa. Right? I am a stand-in, but then look what Rashi adds in with three words. Because I'm about to marry her. Meaning, when we say he's a stand-in for the brother, does that mean for the previous marriage or for the future marriage? Do we say right now he's a stand-in, or he's going to be a stand-in? That's what Rashi adds in. Right? I'm about to marry her. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Man shamisle de isle medrash ksuba. Who is the one that says medrash ksuba? What is medrash ksuba? That's a term we had in a Mishnah in Maseches Yevamos, which means we take the language of the ksuba very literally. Exactly what it says in the ksuba is exactly what we follow. Right? Well, machlokas there, machlokas beishame beisilo in Maseches Yevamos was about a case where a woman says, "My husband died, so we're going to allow her to marry someone else." Do we give her the ksuba also? Do we give her the ksuba of her, the husband? So that was the machlokas there between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in Maseches Yevamos. The Ritva here quotes the whole Mishnah there, if you want to look it up. But the machlokas was, Isha Shammai Meis Baili, Beis Shammai Omrim, no telas ksubasa, kivachi tiru alinase. Beis Shammai says that she gets to collect the ksuba because you're allowing her to remarry. You're allowing, once you're giving her the hetel inase, so you have to give her the ksuba. And the Mishnah there quotes two reasons. Number one, kal vachomer. The Mishnah says, if you're allowing her to get remarried, which is you're being matir eishes ish, so you're not going to give her a couple of bucks? Of course, it's a kal vachomer. Im hitiru erva hachamura lo natir mamon akal. Number one, the svar for Beis Shammai, and number two, that's the one important for us, the ode, mis be sefer ksubasa nilmod, shekain kasavla. What did it say in the ksuba? Likishetina sila acher, titzli mashakasav lechi. When you're able to marry another one, you could take from this ksuba what's deserving to you. So Beis Shammai says, look what it says in the ksuba. When she can marry someone else, she can take her money. She can take the ksuba. So now we're allowing her to get married. Mamela, you take her ksuba. And Beis Hillel argues there. Beis Hillel says, no, they don't always go together. Just because the erva doesn't mean you matir the mamon, etc. We're going to get to the last line of that Mishnah in a couple of minutes. But says the Gemara here, who is the one that says we should take it literally? When she can marry someone else, she gets the ksuba. And that's what the Yoresh is trying to claim here. Well, she can't marry somebody else. I'm here. Right, it's as if she's still married. Right, and therefore, lo nitna ksuba likvos mechayim. So says the Gemara. Man shamis le dislay medrash ksuba. Beis Shammai is the one that says this. And we also hold v'shamin lo le Beis Shammai dar mishtar omei likvos kigavi dami. But we also know that Beis Shammai holds that a shtar that is omei to be gavui to be collected, it's as if the bal chov is muchzak already in the property. And therefore, we'll see where he says this in a minute, but if that's true, is as if the woman is muchzekes in the ksuba, and therefore he is yarshining her. He's not getting it directly from his brother, and therefore we say, you have a chiyuv of kfura. We're going to prove where he says that. That's in a minute, but that is the baskan of the Gemara. So Yorshei Ksubasa, the Yavam, has to do the kfura, and if he tries to claim, well, I'm here, and I'm getting it from my brother, the answer is no. He holds Sharo Miligvos Kagavidam. If he really is taking that literally of Medris Ksuba, that the woman is not ready to marry somebody else because I'm a stand-in for my brother, and I'm here. But that is only Beishamai who has that svara of darshaning the Medrash Ksuba, darshaning the Ksuba, language of the Ksuba literally. And Beishamai also holds, and we're assuming you go across the board if you all like one sheet of Beishamai, Shtar only Ligvas Kagavi Dami, and therefore the woman already is Muchsak in the Ksuba property, and therefore you can't taina, you can't claim that you're just getting it from the brother. The Rishonim note a question that if you look in that Mishnah that we just quoted in Yevamis, what's the last line of that Mishnah if you remember? Chazru Beis Hillel Lahoros Kedivrei Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel agreed, Lamaskana. He changed his mind. They changed their mind that they hold like Beis Shammai because they realized that the Ksuba and the Heter Linase should go together. So this Gemara is bothered. He holds like Beis Shammai, and there Beis Hillel also holds of that. So he also, you know, so why does the Gemara say, this must be like Beis Shammai, and therefore we're stuck? Beis Hillel also agrees to that. So the Ritva says, no, the Ritva says, Beis Hillel agrees, but why does Beis Hillel agree? Beis Hillel might agree because of Svara number one, not because of Svara number two. Svara number one of the Mishnah was the Kal V'chomer. Rather, Kal V'chomer, if we mat her to get married, surely we should mat her to get the Ksuba. So that's why Beis Hillel likes that Kal V'chomer. But the second Svara of darshaning the language of the Ksuba, who says Beis Hillel doesn't have to say that? And that's what we're relating to here. So that's what the Ritva quotes. That could be your answer. The Tirtzu B'Tosfos, he has a Tosfos, he calls a Tosfos over there, not here. The Hasa Mikok Tam Kal V'Chomer Chazru V'Lo Misha Medrash Ksuba. Right, we know Beis Hillel was always relearning and relearning and revisiting the Ksugya to try to figure out what the Paskin. And here we see Chazru, they changed their mind. We've mentioned many times the Gemara Maseches Erevin on Daf Yud Gimel, where the Gemara quotes that Beis Shammai Beis Hillel argued for many years until a Basko went out and said, Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim, but halacha is kedivrei Beis Hillel. Elu ve'elu, in the Beis Medrash, Elu ve'elu. But we pass it like Beis Hillel. Ask the Gemara, if Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim, so why is the halacha like Beis Hillel? So the Gemara gives two answers. Number one, they might have been rove. And number two, because they were makdim divrei Beis Shammai ledivreihem. What does that mean? They put Beis Shammai's words first, right? And the first one is that, I'm sorry, not the road. The first one, they were Nochim Ba'aluvin, and then they were Makhtin Devei Beis Shammai Devei Beis Hillel. So the question is, what does that mean? Because they have good midos? Okay, you have good midos, we'll paskin like you. So, by Rabbi Rav Rosenzweig always likes to say that no, it means that if I'm Makhtin somebody else's words, that means I study the other person's words, and I focus on them. If Beis Hillel not only learns their own shita, but they study the other shita, and they still have the conviction to say their own shita, that gives it more basis and more value. Because if I just say my own shita, not without focusing on yours, okay, if we are having an argument. But if I argue, and I understand your shita, and I study your shita, and I still say that I'm right, I still say, so that's why it's more worthy of being makdim, divrei, makdim the words, and therefore there's a value to the words of Beis Hillel in terms of Halacha L'maaseh because of what they did. This is a perfect example of that, right? They studied Beis Shammai's words and they eventually came around. And they said, okay, you're right. The ultimate compliment that they could give them, they came around to hold like their Shita, right? The only difference is, in our sugi is why? Because Beis Shammai gave two svaras. So the Ritva says maybe it was only because of svara number one and not because of svara number two. Why wouldn't Beis Hillel, at least in the original point, why wouldn't Beis Hillel focus on Medrash Ksuba, focus on the language of the Ksuba? Why wouldn't you? The Ksuba says something, so why don't you be medayik in the language? So it says the Shurim Asyana Ba'alacha, V'atam lezeh yesh lomar, tahatora nitna, only the Torah Shebechsav was given on the four levels of Pardes, of Pshat, Remez, Drash, and Sod. Right? Only the Torah has that power. As the Gemara says in Erevin, Kitzvosav, Tal Talim, Melameh Sheish Lidro, Shal Kol Kotz V'Kotz, Tilei Tilim Shal Halachos. V'zeh Mishom Shatorah Nechtava, B'Dikta Gravai De'Akadosh Baruch Hu. Akadosh Baruch Hu dictated word for word to Moshe Rabbeinu. Aval in yiksuba dezel lashon chachamim v'ze eino baruch kol kach. Tari yish garsen kain v'yish garsen kain v'lachein yefshar lidro shekain is kavnu v'yafil b'dvei. So when it comes to humanly written documents, you're going to be medayik. You have to be medayik so much. In the words of the Chachamim in the Ksuba, they have a lashon in the Ksuba. Yet every word. So yes, so we say in a certain level we're medayik in every word of the Mishnah. But here in the language of how they say to write the Ksuba, who says you have to be so medaktik that in every case, whenever she has the ability to get remarried, you have to pay her the Ksuba. So that's what the Sharm Sinai Balacha says. Only the Torah was written with pshat and remez and drash and sod, but the Ksuba, the Rabbanan, was not. We talk about the Pardes, the Pshat, Remez, Drash, and Sod. Reminds me of the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos. We discussed this last year, Shavuos, so 2 years ago, Shavuos. The Gemara says, famous Gemara, in Shabbos, that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to get the Torah, the Malachim didn't want to give it to Moshe Rabbeinu. And Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, answer them. You know, and Moshe says, no, I can't, I'm scared. So Hashem says, Achos b'chisei kvodi, hold on to my kisei akavid, and answer them. So Moshe, the Gemara describes, holds on to the kisei akavid, and says to the Malachim, it says, Anokhi Hashem lokecha shirosei sicha, did Hashem take you out of Mitzrayim? It says, Lo signov, can you steal from each other? It says, Kibbut Ava'im, do you have parents? It says, everything, it says, all the, goes, Lo sisa. Right, Lo sisa, don't swear falsely. Are you in business that you're gonna get upset, and you have to swear? Goes through all of the Aseret HaDibros. The Gemara says, okay, you're right. The Malachim said, you win. We can't get the Torah. And they even gave Moshe a bracha at the end of the Gemara. The question is, all of Mefarshim ask is, so what was the Havamina? What was their Havamina? What, Moshe was Machadish to them? They knew what it says in the Torah. So how was Moshe Machadish to them? Oh, Lo Sertzach. Oh, we didn't know that. They were reading the Torah. They wanted the Torah for them. So there are the answers given. One answer given is that, oh, you can't learn the Torah. You have to do the Torah. What Moshe Rabbeinu was saying is that it's got to be Lamaisa. It's got to be Lamaisa. You can't just learn about it. Number one. Similar to that is the Ben Yehoyada. The Ben Yehoyada writes that the Malachim knew that there were different levels of Torah. Pshat, Remez, Drash, and Sod. And what they wanted are the Sodos and the Ramazim. That's what they were saying. We want the Torah to be kept in Shemayim, and regarding those Ramazim and Sodos, that's fine. That's what did Moshe Rabbeinu answer them? You're not allowed to learn those other levels unless first the Pshat is correct. Pshat is first. What does it say? Pardes. Pshat, Remez, Drash, and Sod. Right, that comes first. Right, though we mentioned Pesach time, Seder, right, having a Karpas. Karpas is, well, we're not going into that now in terms of the same letters of Pardes. But, not for now. But says the Malachim. The Malachim say that we want it. And Moshe said, no, you have to have the Pshat in order to be Zoche to fulfill all of the deeper layers. Right? The Pshat is what clothes the other ones. And you don't get the other deeper ideas unless you have the Pshat. And he gives a mashal. I think others get this mashal too. Mashal is there was a father who had a very, very precious stone. Very precious stone. And he died. And we don't know who he left this precious stone to. But we do know that he wrapped it up in a shirt. And he's going to give it to one of the Yarshim. And all the Yarshim don't know who's Zocha to this stone. So they come to Beis Din. So they say, okay, who has claims? So the first son comes up and says, I'm the oldest. I made him a father. He loved me. All the years, all the memories we have, it must be that he was, right, he wrote in his Yerusha, my son gets the stone. So which son? Which son is it? You don't just split it. So the oldest son said, it should be mine. Fine. Good, Taino. So what else could we have? The next son says, well, I was the one who took care of the father all the years. I lived near him. I was his, the apple in his, in his eye. And then, it must be me. No, it's good. He was very close. Finally, the youngest son gets up and says, you know what? I wasn't old enough to have all the memories and I didn't live near. I wasn't this. I wasn't that. But, you know what? I have an idea. Mistama, he wrapped it in a shirt. What size is the shirt? Whatever size the shirt is, that must be the one that he left the stone for. So they're like, oh, it makes a lot of sense. The older brother tries on the shirt. It's tiny. He can't even get it in. The other brother, finally, the shirt fits the youngest son. So he said, it must be that he wanted to give it to me. Whoever the outside was given to, whoever the pshat was given to, so there's zochet to what's inside. It's got to fit. Whatever the outside fits, so then the inside fits too. You can't just try to have it if the outside doesn't fit. So That Pshat Remez Rosh and So says the Sharm Sinai Malacha here. He says that when it comes to Torah Shebichsav, when it comes to Divrei Torah, maybe even Nevim and Ksuvim to some extent, we can darshan because that was written by Kadosh Baruch Hu. But when it comes to Divrei Chachamim, the Ksuba, so who says we're supposed to be medactic in every single nuance of the Ksuba? And therefore, that is why Beis Hillel originally said what he said, and maybe even Lamaskana. Because maybe he even was only Choser, but because of the Kavachomer, not because of the Dikduk of the Ksuba. One other point related, and then we'll get to the Raya of Beis Shammai. We have a case of the Chashuk Yechemed, Sheila. Adam should is damin lo lirchosh aquarium bezol. A person can get a fish tank. Get a fish tank at a very good price. Achim zekukim l'mazo miyuchad with fish in it. But, you know, they need special food. They need special food. And umisupak im yimsa'oto v'choshev ha'koneh b'libo b'intayim ekeneh kadeh shel l'shasheh b'em z'yiladim. Let me get the fish in the fish tank for a while. I'll figure out about the food. Right, fish never last too long, generally. But you get, unless somebody is a professional fish feeder. Usually whatever, I don't know, in our case, we always, whatever we give it is, even the professional, doesn't last too long in our house. But, let's say you don't have food yet. Are you allowed to buy an animal, buy a pet, if you're not ready to feed it? So we know the answer instinctually, but the Chashuk Yechemet says, the Meshach Chachma writes in Parshas Bereishis, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Tatshe Ha'aretz, Vavedom Elo, Mahu Rachum V'chanun, Afata Rachum V'chanun, Kei Matzanu Eitzel HaBriya. You find by the Briya that we have to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Yerushalmi says in Ksubis, Ein Adam Rashoi Likach Behem Achaya V'Of, Ela Imkein Hiskin Lahem Mizonos. Right, unless you have ready food for them. What's the source? The Karban Ha'Eda, one of the great commentaries on Yerushalmi, says, Misefer Ksuba Darash Hachi. You know it from the Ksuba. You can't get married until you have enough mizonos to feed your wife. Lahavdil, obviously. You can't go into a situation unless you're ready for it. Shekako Seif, Havi Lele Intu Vani Oflech Va'okir Va'ozin Va'farnis Lechi Hilchas Guvern Yudain. Mi Damasko B'tanai Zeh. If the first thing you say, have a little into what I'm going to do. Shvamina di lav de isle la pranasasa, asurli sosa. Wow. That's the Yerushalmi. Al kapanim avurmi Yerushalmi de in liknos balchai, mi de fnei shiskin lemizonos. Lefize apenidonenu. Asur liknos is aquarium. Kishain lo mazon lo dugim. Elim kim gam lo mocher lo aimizonos. Shibazel lo gormi et matzavam. Unless the giver, the sellers also doesn't have. Ulagabe. And then he said, mashakazakar b'da'eda, you can't get married. Obviously, ima isha mocheles ain boze iser. If she's Mocheles, then there's no problem. If they both don't have money, they still want to get married. If she says, okay. But Me'ikar Adin, it's the husband's responsibility. We mentioned many times Rav Palm. Rav Palm writes in his little Sefer on Shalom Bias. He says, you have to make sure to read the Ksuba. He says, any time that a boy is going to sit and learn for a certain amount of time with the acquiescence of the Kala, of the wife, he has to know that every single day of that arrangement is Lefni Mishuras Adin. Every day. Me'ikar Adin, it doesn't say anything in the Ksuba that she has to support him or give him a certain number of years. It doesn't say that. You know, if she's able to, if they work out that he can learn for a certain amount of time, that's fine. But every day he has to come and say thank you, says Rav Palm. Because every day is Lefni Mishuras Adin, Me'ikar Adin, the husband has a chiyuv to make a living and to support his wife, as it says in the Ksuba. And that's what he relates to. Yeah, even if you want to be medayig in every case, as we just spoke, but in that case, for sure, basically, that's the chiyuv of the husband. Okay, getting back to the Gemara. So remember, the Gemara said, we say to the Yoresh, you're saying that your brother's stand-in, but then it must be your Darshni Medras Ksuba, because you can't marry somebody else, then you're not going to get the Ksuba, but then you must also, like Beis Shammai, that Kalomi Ligvos Kagavi Dami, and therefore it's as if she has the Ksuba, so you're Darshning her and not him. So where do we see the Beis Shammai holds that as follows, here we go. As the Mishnah says in Sota, if the husband dies before his wife drinks from the Mesota, since she can't drink from the Mesota, because you need the Baal there. You need the Baal there to drink from the Mesota. So therefore she is an Almana. He's an almana. Beishame omrim, not los ksubasa velo shotos. Beishame says, she takes her ksuba and she does not drink from the mesota. Obeisil omrim says, no. O shotos, olo no los ksubasa. Either she drinks or she doesn't. What does that mean? O shotos? Well, that's a possibility. The hevi ho ish es ishto ala kohena marachman of aleka. The process is that the husband brings the wife to the kohen, and that doesn't happen here. So she can't drink. So what did Beis Hillel mean? Ella mitok shelo shosos lo no los ksuba, because she does not drink. Therefore, there's no way to prove her innocence. She doesn't get a ksuba. Even a suffix sota is not going to get the ksuba. That's Beis Hillel shita here. She can't prove her innocence, and it's possible guilty, possible ishes in some, and therefore she does not get the ksuba. So what's the machlokas about? Beishamay omrim no notlos ksuba velo shosos. Beishamai says she does take the ksuba. Ask the Gemara of Yamai. Why? Sveiku. It's a suffix. Maybe she lost the ksuba. Suffix zanai v'suffix lo zanai. Suffix nus, suffix not. V'kasi suffix u'mosi midei v'adai. And we're saying a suffix is being mosi midei v'adai. So why should she get the ksuba? Suffix she was mazana. So why should we be mosi mamon from the husband and pay her? So it says, that, or from the Yarshim now, because the husband died. So Kasabri Beis Shammai Shtaro Milikbas Kegavi Dami. It must be that no, Beis Shammai says it's not muchzak from the husband. It's her. She has the chazaka. It's not a regular cheskas mamon, and therefore that's why it's Kegavi Dami, and that's why even though it's a suffik, Eishes Ishazinsa, she still gets the. She's still going to get the ksuba. She's still going to get the ksuba. Right. That's the Ramban's lashon. He says it beferish. Vehi. Hilkach in Beis Shammai Shita. He muhzekes benachasim halalu bishel ksuba mishah shemeis baal. And she is muhzak from the second that the husband died. She is muhzak in the nechasim. The yava mina yaris. And therefore the yavam is getting it from her. The isha hu shehiknu lo minashamayim. He benachaseha. V'havilu kenachasim tita. That's Rabban's relating it back to the context that really she is yarshining it from him, and therefore we say that the Yavam is getting it, and that's why the Yavam has a chiyuv of Kfura. The Hafla here asks on the question of the Gemara. What does the Gemara ask on Beis Shammai? One second, there's a Safek Ashes ish, and we're not sure therefore whether she's going to get the Ksuba. Ask the Hafla, wait a minute. We know from elsewhere, there are two concepts. There's something called Eini Odea Im Nezchayavti Lecha and Eini Odea Im Praticha. If somebody comes and says, no, you owe me money, and the other guy says, yeah, I owe you money, but I'm not, I think maybe I paid you back. Maybe I paid you back, maybe I didn't, I'm not sure. Eini Odea Im Praticha. What are we passing in that case? Chayiv. Why? Because there's a Cheskas Chayiv. Everybody admits that there's a Chayiv here, and he does not know if he paid back or not. So that's why Cheskas Chiyuv, Safek paid back, say he has a Cheskas, he has to pay. But what if he says, I'm not sure if I borrowed from you. Remember we were talking that day? I'm not sure if we ended up together. If he has a shtar, if he has Edom, fine. But if he just says, yeah, we were talking about it, but I'm not sure. Eini Odeim Nischayavti Lecha. So then he's not going to be Chayiv. So ask the Gemara what's going on here. What did the Gemara ask on Beis Shammai? Safek Eishes Ish. So, of course he shouldn't have to pay. 1 minute. What is this similar to? Isn't this similar to Eini Odeim and Praticha? Why? There's a Vadai Chiyuv when they got married, and there's a Suffolk whether it was paid up or not, or Suffolk whether it has to be paid. So why isn't there a Cheskas Chiyuv here? So forget the Kala Omeid Ligvos Kagavi Dami. Just say there's a Cheskas Chiyuv, a Suffolk whether the Chiyuv was undermined, so you should have to pay. That's the flaw's Kasha. L'chara Kasha. Mamakach the sveikahu hakaimalon beini odeim praticha afilu hecha delo havi lelameda chayiv l'shalem v'achanami hari bevada in his chayiv ksuba v'safik zanai v'ifsida v'adarava l'beis hillel kasha. Right, but the kasha is on Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel is so pashut loses the ksuba. Why? Suffix she lost it. Vada he had to pay it in the beginning. So why is the Gemara asking on Beis Shammai? Beautiful. He should be asking on Beis Hillel. Number, so he says, Ulachora Hayanira, and this is great. You can't learn Tzubis without this Hafla. Can't learn it. Right, we mentioned this idea from Reb Chaim, but it's right here in the Hafla. Right, pay Aleph. Woo! Right, you have to figure out how to, po, right here in Tzubis. Just pose with a hay and not an Aleph. But, anyway. Says the Gemara, L'chor hayanira, Dekiva de darshinan medris ksuba, De'ein chiyav ela l'kishitinasi. You know why it's on Beishamai? Maybe it's because they darshin, because it says in the ksuba that the chiyav is only when one gets married. V'imkein, b'chaye habau, ein hascholas hachiyav. First day in the Afla, when is the Chiyuv of Ksuba? Maybe the real Chiyuv of Ksuba is only upon death or divorce. Even though, yes, the Chassan does the Kinyan at the Chassan's Tish, but is that payable right now? He has a Chiyuv? No. There's no Chiyuv right now. The Chiyuv is then. The Chiyuv is upon death or divorce. That's when there's a Chiyuv of Ksuba. So this, and then here, with Suffig Eishas Ish, the Suffig before the Chiyuv kicks in, so that's why, before the husband died, and that's why it is like any day emnes chayavti l'cha. But then the Afla says, I'm not so comfortable with that, because, come on, the chassan makes a kinyan at the wedding. What, the ksuba is not obligatory yet? Miyu einu nir lefarish kein, devadai mashma beduch tetuva, dechiv ksuba maskla mishasti suini, kemo shar chovos. No, it's mashma that the chiv ksuba starts earlier. Elod lo igia zmana lefroa, ubeini odim nevprati chayiv. Therefore, he says, "Venire ikar dach savik zanai lo havi le kevadai kol zman shelo shelo shasasa sabina besota da asan hakasev kevadai." You know what he throws up his hand and says? It's a chiddush of sota. It's a chiddush of sota. We treat the savik like a vadai. And that's the that must be the sheet. It's not just a savik eishes ish. It's considered a vadai in certain cases. But either way, remember this is the issue of when the chiyuv of ksuba kicks in. We've quoted it a number of times already. Reb Chaim's lashon. Reb Chaim tries to have this middle formulation. Something's mechuyav earlier. Something is mechuyav later. But what is it? So Reb Chaim calls the ksuba a chiyuv to be mechayev. That's his lashon. Why is he saying such a lashon? Because of this problem of the afla. When does the ksuba really get, if I borrow money from you? So today the chiyuv starts. If I buy something from you on credit. Today the chiyuv starts. Right? If I commit to buy something from you in the future, I didn't get anything. So it starts then. Whenever I buy it. But, so the ksuba is different. It's unique. I obligate myself now to do what? If this takes place. So what happened now? Something happened now. That's the gracha l'shas kufcha vav. The chiyuv ksuba who begeder chov shel chov. The be'emes deschayev miyad im hanisuin, aval eno chiyev mamon el chiyev shalchov, v'chiyev mamon mamish eno mechayim. Right, so that is the Reb Chaim's formulation, but that's what's going on here in this hafla. What I saw an unbelievable nafgamina to this that we haven't mentioned before on Amid Beis, but Hashem will get to that. What's an nafgamina for the fact of the ksuba is a chiyev lachov? So we'll get back to that be'ezus Hashem. Okay, let's continue now. Says the Gemara now, where we up to? Veha be'inan. So what did we just say? That be'shame hol sharom livos kagavi dami. Therefore this yavam, is how we got into this whole discussion, the yavam is a chiyuv to bury his yavama, if she dies, because even if he is a stand-in, but it's as if she had the ksuba already, the ksuba money, and he's yashining it from her, and therefore he is a chiyuv to bury her. Says the Gemara, veha be'inan. But doesn't the ksuba say, we're in Beishamai, doesn't the ksuba say, you'll get the ksuba when you can marry someone else? And now, who's she marrying? She's marrying the yavam. Isn't that just a stand-in for the husband? Amar Rav Ashi, yavam nami ka'acher dami. Very important line. The yavam is like an acher. She's marrying somebody else. The yavam. So we have a lot of evidence on both sides of the issues throughout Yavamas and Ksubas. Is the Yavam a real stand-in? There's another Gemara. Look at Tosfos. Tosfos says in Dibur Maaseh Yavam. It says in Maseches Kiddushin, Gabe v'ish acher yikachena. Right, based on the pasuk by the Mishroch Vachama. The Yavam lo ikri acher. It says over there that a Yavam is not called an acher. And our Gemara says, Beferish, he is called an acher. So Hanim, so Tosfos argue, Tosfos is Mechalik, well, who's talking, the Torah or the Gemara? In the Torah, the Hanimili, Belashen Torah, the Yavam is not called an Acher. Ava Belashen Chachamim Ikri Acher, but the Belashen Chachamim, he is called an Acher. That's Tosfos. Ask the Shidduch Kubetzes, so why the Chachamim changed language? Fine, you can say they talk differently, but here you're talking about the same type of word, and it means the opposite. So you have to say there's a little of both, right? The Yavam is somebody different, And it's also not somebody different. He steps into the shoes, but he's also his own person. So regarding some halachas, he's an acher. Regarding some halachos, he is considered the Yavam himself. Okay. Shalach le Rav Alabaya b'yad Rav Shmaya bar Zera uminitna ksuva ligvos mechayim. So is the ksuba, what did we just explain? Right, that even though the Yavam is like a standard for the brother, he's still alive, but still, you know, the ksuba is paid. So, can the ksuba be, you know, paid Michayim Batanya? The Brisa says, Rabbi Abba Omer, on the side it said maybe this is Rav, because Rav's nickname was Abba. Rabbi Abba, usually not Rabbi Abba, but that's what it says on the side. Rabbi Abba Omer Sha'alti es Sumchas. Harod Sashim Karbenechse Achiv Ketzer Oser. We know our Mishnah said that all of the property of the dead brother is our Mishubadim to the Ksuba. And therefore, the Yavam can't say, oh, you know what? Here's your Ksuba. He can't say that. All the property is Mishubad until he divorces her or he dies. So what happens if he wants to sell some of the property? What should he do? There's so much property his brother has, so many assets. He wants to invest some of them. So does he have anything to do? Kate said, so im Kohen, if he's a Kohen, so he doesn't have the option of divorcing her. So, Yasa su devifais. Take her out to dinner, you know, buy her flowers, you know, put her in a good mood and convince her that it's a good idea for you to be able to sell some of the property. Im Yisrael, who? But if he's a Yisrael, then you have the choice of Megarish Bibaget. Divorce her, pay her the ksuba, then do whatever you want with the money, sell the money, because once he pays the ksuba, then he yarshes all of the other property of his brother. The yafzer, then he can take her back. So that's a way out of that. The Pnei Yeshua just wonders here. He says, I don't understand, but to get her back, you're still going to have to be mefayisur. Right? Oh, honey, come on, I didn't mean it. Let's get married again. So why don't you just do pious without the gerushin? You know, you have to go through the gerushin. They're mefayisur, so Yeshua asks, why should that be? And the Sharm Siyad Balachi here discusses Achronim's cases of what happens if he comes now to get remarried. Best to know something's fishy. Now, is that a real Gerushin? If you have a Gerushin just for an external reason, but not because, you know, you really don't like your wife, does that work? So we've had cases like this already. Back on Dafyud. Remember, sometimes it's Gerushin just to prevent the woman from falling to Yibum. Right, they used to go, or Igun, right? The Kol Yosef Mechemes Beis David Kosven Gela Ishto, right? We learned by Yishai and by David and Uriah. So he discusses, he quotes a number of Achronim related to that. We'll see if we can come back to that. But anyway, says the Brisa, if he wants to be able to sell the Nechassim, either be Befayiser or divorcer. The Isalka Daitin in the Ksuba Likbos Bechayim. But if Beis Shammai really holds, if what the Gemara says, that really the Ksuba is able to be collectible alive when they're still alive, Niyachid Lashir Ksuba Vashar Lisbon. So why don't you be Miyachid her, something that's going to be what she's going to get for her Ksuba, and then sell the rest. If he says nitna ksuba likvas mechayim, so the Gemara, let's just finish, then we'll make a comment. The Gemara says ula taimechol simi masisim. 1 minute. Why are you asking Akasha from this statement of Abba? Ask from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says you can't do that. Lo yomar la, as we saw yesterday, he's not allowed to tell her. The Yavam is not allowed to say harik ksuba harik ksuba munakas lechal shulchan. Here's your ksuba elakol nechasav achron leksubasa ol nechasav achray ? So you see from the Mishnah that you can, the ksuba is not achrai. So the Gemara said, no, hasa meitzatova kamash balan. You might have interpreted the Mishnah not as halacha, but as just good advice. Why? Because look at the next part of the Mishnah. Di'ilote mahachi, seifa diktani. Look at the seifa, a regular marriage. V'chein, lo yomar adam le'ishto, harik subasik munachas lecha la'sholchan. Here's your ksuba. A man shouldn't tell his wife. All of his property, he's not allowed to say that, all of a man's property is meshubah to the ksuba of his wife. What, a man can't sell property in his life? Of course he can sell property. You're right, if he sells everything up until that he has less than the ksuba left, then she could go collect from the lukuchos. But what, can a man not sell property? Of course he can. So what does the Mishnah mean? Oh, he can't sell, and he can't be miyachid. It's just good advice, because you know what? If you do that, it's not good for the marriage. It's not good for Shalom Bayis. To say, honey, here's your ksuba money, okay? And he goes, it's not good. So So the ratio of the Mishnah also might have been interpreted as good advice. Elad Rebbe Abba Kasha. But Rebbe Abba is the one that, the Kasha, meaning he says, if you want to do this, This is what you should do. But if you could be nita likvos mechayim, so why then do we say that he has to go through with this, right? Because it's bevadai, it's better not to go through a divorce, right? Rashi says it's a genai, genai hu l'shneihem. So Gemara says derebi abanami lo kashu mishameva. Still, being miyachid her the ksuba during marriage is just halachically not acceptable because of Eva, right? This, you know, would undermine the marriage, right? If she knows, Rashi, miyachid l'ishto al karko metaltalin, nosin Eva's olam b'neihem, right? The savra enav, nosin begerishin, right? It's so bad. So she can't deal with it. If he divorces her and then says, honey, okay, forget it. You know, let's get married again. Let's start again. Let's start a new page. Okay, that's better than just living in fear her whole marriage. And that's why it's a difference. Asks the Rabbeinu Kreskis right here. I haven't done him so much. Asks Rabbeinu Kreskis, one of the Rishonim here right here, why was the whole Gemara's question only according to the Manda Amar of Nitan Ksubo Likvos Mechayim? V'im tomar, afil lo nitna likvos ksuba mechayim, im rotze litvoa, lefrachova betoch zmano, kedei shi yisalik shibin me'alav, rashoi. He says, most Rishonim say, what happens if you owe me money, and you want to pay me, you owe me money in a month from now, and after 2 weeks you come and pay me. Are you allowed to do that? Do I have to accept it? The answer is yes, according to Rov Rishonim. You're allowed to pay betoch zmano. He says, here too. Why? We have a chiddush of nitna ksuba likvos mechayim. Why can't every husband, he owes the woman money, right, ksuba, so why can't he pay? Why can't he pay toch zmano? So what's the answer to that, Kasha? Well, based on what we just did, our discussion of Reb Chaim and Nafla, this isn't a normal chiyuv that is payable right now. It's payable in whatever number of years, but I'm gonna pay up front. I'm gonna pay earlier. No, so you don't even need. I mean, Reb Chaim the flood, they explicate it, but Reb Reino Kreskis says it right here. He says, "Hacha shiny devadei kol ishe ineyachol lefara topsmana delo dami lechov de alma." The chiyuv of ksuba is not like a chiyuv where the husband's like, okay, you know what? I'm going to be makdim. I'm going to pay earlier. And therefore, that was the kasha of Rabbeinu Kreskis. Every person should be allowed this. Every shita. No. To bechov ba'alma, but listen to his lashon. By a regular chov, hazman l'to'eles halovehu. Usually, when I lend you money, the benefit of time is yours. And therefore, when you pay earlier, so you're saying, you know, I'm mochel on the benefit of time. I'm paying earlier. Vim Amar Eini Rotsebo Vitomo Secha Rashoi Abol Hacha Hazman Afilu L'Takana Seishahu. Who is the time benefiting here? What, the husband doesn't have to pay yet? No. Ed Rud, who is the ksuba? It's for her. Shehi Rotse Sheyu Moseh Kayamin Biyada Akar Shomet Esach Zabal. So Tikkun Laba, she doesn't want to take the money now because then on death or divorce, maybe she won't have it anymore. She wants to make sure that upon death or divorce, where she doesn't have a source of income anymore, she gets something in cash, number one. And number two, of course, Shlote Kalabein Avotziya. And number two, so it's not easy for him, the reason for Ksuba, Hilkach, I'amid, and therefore, if you say lo nina ksuba lugvas mechayim, it's another regular idea of being able to pay betoch zmano. So that's the nafkamina of Reb Chaim, right? He says it's a chiyav lachuv. It can't be a chiyav that's there right away, because then you'll be able to pay betoch zmano, right? Because it's a chiyav to be mechayim in the future. That's why the husband can't. Right? So the Rabino Kreskis said it in the way using the former terminology of is it latovas him? Is it latovas her? Reb Chaim gave it a conceptual formulation of the chiyav lachuv. Okay, Viter. Hahu gavra. The nafla leyavama. There was a man who has a, right now he has to do yibam, bipupadisa. Boyachua lemifsla labagita mine. What happened? The dead brother was a very rich guy. So all the brothers want a chelik of the Yerusha. But they know the halacha that the yavam, the oldest brother who does yibam, he's going to yash it and all. So you know, one of the younger brothers says, you know, I have a great idea. I learned Maseches Yavamis. I know if I quickly go give her a get, so then you can't do yibam. Then everybody has to do chalitza. Then you have to do chalitza. So I'm going to go give her a get, because I don't want you, and then we'll all have to split the property equally. So the older brother says, no, come on. Let's talk. Don't worry about it. I'll split all the nechazim evenly. I'll split it evenly. So, is he, and what happened? Rashi says they made a kinyan chalipin. The Ritva says they didn't, he just promised. Okay, look in the Ritva why he's bothered by Rashi's shita. So, what's the halacha there? Can, Is he allowed to do this, the older brother? Machlokes. Amar of Yosef, Kiva Damar Rabbanan Lo Lizvin, since the Rabbanan said that a Yavam is not allowed to sell property of a Shomeris Yavam, right? Kol Nechaz Machran Leksuba, Avagav Dezavin Lo Avizvin Izvini. So even if he did this, he tried to give it away to one of the other brothers, he's not allowed to do that. Titania, as the Brisa says, Misha Meis V'iniach Shomeris Yavam, V'iniach Nechasim B'mei Amana, Afal Bishak Subasa Ina El Amana, Lo Yimkar, Shekol Nechaz V'achron L'Ksubasa, as we said in the Mishnah. So Rav Yosef says, this agreement does not hold water in Halacha, because he's not allowed to sell. So if he's not allowed to sell, even stuff that he has, he's not allowed to make deals to give it away. The Mefarshim, the Achronim say, the Afla says, you know what this sugya is relating to? You know what this Machlokas Amaram is going to be about? The same Machlokas between Abaya and Rav in the beginning of Maseches Temura. Kol Milsa Damar Rachmana Lo Sevid, Yavin Mahani, Yavin Lo Mahani. When the Torah says you can't do something, if you do it, does it work? Coin can marry a Grusha. Man can marry a sister. Why in one case does it work, one case it doesn't work? Right? So that's sugya. So the Machlokas here is, does that principle apply on a Durabana level? If there's an Issa Durabanan, do we say Yavin Mahani, Yavin Lo Mahani? Because this is an Issa Durabanan violating. So, Rav Yosef says, it doesn't work. Yavin Lo Mahani. Amar Le Abaya, V'kol Hecha Dam Rabbanan Lo Lizvin, Avagav Dezavin Lo Havizina Zvini? Is that really true? If a Rabbanan ever tell you not to sell something, and you do, does that work? V'hatzad, we have the first mission in our Perek. Remember Arison? Beishami Omrim Lo Timkar, Beishami Omrim Timkar, Beishil Omrim Lo Timkar, Eilav Eilam Modim Shemachar V'dasakayim. So Beishil said, L'chadchila, she cannot sell property of the Nichsei Malogim, but the Evita works. So Rav Yosef says, what are you talking about? So it's a Machlokas Abaya and Rav Yosef. Shalchu Alakamei Rabbi Chanina Bar Papi, Shalchu Akedir Rav Yosef. He agreed to Rav Yosef. Amar Abaya, Atu Rabbi Chanina Bar Papi, Kipi Talala. Are there like beautiful things hanging on Rav Chanina Bar Papi? I don't agree with what he said. Shalchu Alakamei Rabbi Minyomi, Berei Rabbi Nechomei, Shalcha Hida Abaya. V'yamar Bar Rav Yosef, Tai Machrina Shalchule. I don't like Abaya, but if Rav Yosef ever gives a svara for what he says, let me know. Navag Rav Yosef, Dak Ba'ashkach. Rav Yosef says, yes, I found a brisa. I found a brisa that supports me. Again, what's Rav Yosef Shita? That the Yavam, this Yavam, cannot make the deal with the brother. Because he can't sell. Even Likuva, he can't sell. So he found a brisa to support him. Titania, the brisa says, Harei Shahaya Noshe Ba'achiv. Look at this case. Reuven and Shimon. Shimon owes Reuven money. Shimon owes Reuven money. And then Reuven dies. So what does Shimon do now with the money he owes his dead brother? Vameis, v'hiniach shomeres yavam, lo yomar hovish ani yorish achzakti. Shimon can't say to himself, well, I owed Reuven money, and now Reuven died, and I'm yarshining Reuven, so I'm just going to keep it. I don't have to do anything. He can't say that. He can't say, hov ani yorish achzakti, elomotzien mi yavam, v'yikach ben karkabu ochal peros. We take the money that he owes from him, and we buy a piece of karka, because this, it goes to the woman. He's not allowed to use this. He's not allowed to just invest it. So what do you see from there? Rav Yosef says, that's exactly my kind of case. He can't, if there's something that belongs to the dead brother, to the Shomeris Yavam's estate, so that's it. So here too, even something that's Roi, that wasn't paid yet. We'll get back to Tosas in a second. Amar le Abaya, Avaisa no Raya, Dilma de Tavale Avdale. Maybe the Rabbanan are just telling him a good idea. Meaning if you have money, it's not, you might lose it. You know, invest in Karka. That's always the most secure. Amar le, Tani Tana Motzien, Vat Amrit, the Tavale Avdale. The language of the Brisa is Motzien, we take it from him. You're telling him that we're just telling him good advice? Motzien is too strong of a lashon. So Hadur Shalche Kamedra Minyomi Bredra Mnechome, say they sent this to him, that this is a Brisa, this is a support, and Amar Luhu, he answers, Hachi Amar of Yosef Raminyomi, Amar of Nachman, Zu'ena Mishnah. This is not an authoritative Brisa. I don't like this Brisa, I don't think it's a good Raya. Right, we'll have to stop here to see as the Gemara continues and goes on to the next daf, why isn't this Brisa good enough? What's wrong with this Brisa? But just to end with Tosfos. Tosfos says on the line of Lo Yomar, Tosfos says that the guy, the Yavam, can't say, well, I owe the money and now I'm yarshining my brother, so I'm just not going to pay it. Tosfos says 2 days. Why not? V'limcha l'nafshe. Why can't he be mochelet? Let's say, right, what's going on here? We're saying, Shimon owed Reuven money. Shimon owes Reuven money, and Reuven owes his wife, let's say. So, we say now that Reuven owes the wife. But why don't we just say that Reuven can be mochel it to the first person, and then Memela, the second person, has no rights? Right? We have that elsewhere. We're going to have later on, in a couple of days. Hamocher shachov v'chaver v'chazor machlo machlo. Remember the case? Right? I have a shtar that says Reuven owes me money. I sell you the shtar. I sell you the collection rights, and then I'm mochel the shtar. So I'm an idiot. But it works! And I just ruined your collection rights. So here too, why don't we say it works? Why don't we say that he can be mochel? So he was mochel to the brother, and now that never goes to the wife. 2 days. Number one, yesh lomar, the shiny hacha, de inu yoresh elamikocha. There aren't three parties here. There's only two parties. So what's the case of Shmuel, amochel shachov lechaver? There are three parties there. So if you're mochel to party one, so the party two, they have no collection rights. But here there's only two parties. He's really getting it in Yorish Elamikocha. It's through her, number one. Number two, Inami Karebi Meir. Didon Dina de Garmi. Maybe it's like the Shita of Rabbi Meir, old of Garmi, who says that you'd be chayiv in this case. The Mechila works. You're right. But you still got to pay for it. Right? The Mechila works, but you got to pay because you indirectly, so to speak, not too indirectly, but indirectly, directly, the Sugi of Garmi, you owe money. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but Hashem, we will continue. Hashem, again, tomorrow's daf will be put up from the last cycle, last daf in the eighth parak, and Hashem will start again with the next daf Pei Gimel the next time we meet.